Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Should come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Inspire our witness to him that all may know the power of his forgiveness and the hope of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, by your grace, you have called us in this diocese to a goodly fellowship of faith. Bless our clergy and all our people. Grant that your word may be truly preached and truly heard, your sacraments faithfully administered and faithfully received. By your Spirit, fashion our lives according to the example of your Son, and grant that we may show the power of your love to all among whom we live. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates shall not be closed. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches in secret places, so that you may know that is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Beside me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord. There is no other. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
second lesson is 2 Corinthians 5:14 through 21. For the love of Christ urges us on, because we are convinced that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died, and he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, there we regard no one from a human point of view, even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view. We know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creature. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is in Christ. God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors of Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world, a city built on a hill. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Follows Jesus Christ. And I've got a specific example that comes out of my diocese having this presence once a week. And these two fellows got out about the same time. Shiloh went down to Fort Pierce and presented himself to the church there, the priest. And although we do not have a requirement for this sort of thing in our tradition, he shared his background and his best to me. The other fellow, Robert, came to our diocese. He came to Jacksonville, and he called me one day and he said, "Allison, I miss you. As a brother in Christ, I miss hearing your short pointed service." He actually said that, I'm not making that up. He said, "I'd like to be with you this Sunday and see you at the interview." And I said, "Well, I'm here in St. Gabriel's." He said, "Northwest Jacksonville, the historically African American parish. And if you'd like to meet me there, I'd be happy to." He said, "Well, as God would have it, I'm living about a mile away from there. And I'll come." So he came. He's quite the next time at this point, obviously. And he came in a little early before I got there. And again, though he was not required to do this, it's not in our faith tradition to confess our sins publicly. It might be a good thing if it was. Some faith traditions like the Anabaptists and the most that will do it, it seems to work out well for him, but it's not in our faith. And he chose to reveal himself to one of the elders that was there, who turned and looked him dead in the eye and said, "You've done a bad thing. You're forgiven, and you're welcome to this church." And he goes to God. And I submit to you that that's what being a bad thing is.
We believe in one God,
Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God, life from life, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made.
Church and for this 173rd Diocesan Convention, where we gather as one body in Christ Jesus. Guide, protect, and defend us as we meet to discern your work for us, and as we return to our churches, communities, and homes. Guide our footsteps that we may create pathways for your light and love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury, for Michael, our presiding bishop, for John, our bishop, for Charles and Dorsey, our assisting bishops, for Griselda and William, bishops of Cuba and Peru, our companion dioceses, and for all clergy and lay people who proclaim God's love in the name of Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For Barack, our president, for Rick, our governor, and for all other governmental authorities, that they may seek to do your will. Fill them with the love of truth and righteousness, and make them ever mindful of their calling to serve the people of this land as one nation under your merciful care. Lord, in your mercy, we lift our hearts to you in thanksgiving for the life we share together in the schools of our diocese. We thank you most especially for the freedom to continue providing quality education in an environment centered in and supported by the love of God in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, for the youth and college students of our diocese and the gifts they share with our congregations and our communities, give them strength and courage to serve you, and grant that we may be mentors and encouragers of the work they do in Jesus' name. Lord, in your mercy, grant comfort and aid to those who have dedicated their lives to defend this nation and its citizens. With grateful hearts, we ask you to give the men and women of our military and their families courage and strength to remain steadfast in their faith. Guard and protect them at home and abroad. Lord, in your mercy, strengthen our resolve and our commitment for our brothers and sisters in the dioceses of Cuba and Peru. Increase in us an appreciation for the work they do. Inspire in us that same enthusiasm for Christ and his church, even when faced with great obstacles. Lord, in your mercy, for all poor and neglected persons whom it would be easy for us to forget, the homeless, the destitute and imprisoned, the old and the sick, and all who have none to care for them. Help us minister to those who are broken in body or spirit, and to turn their sorrow into joy. Lord, in your mercy, for our families, friends, and neighbors, and those who are estranged from us, for all people in need of knowing love and forgiveness in their lives, may we be a beacon of your light in the world, that others may come to see and know you more clearly. Lord, in your mercy, O merciful Creator, your hand is open wide to satisfy the needs of every living creature. We thank you for clean water and fresh air to breathe. May we be faithful stewards of your good earth and all gifts, and may we encourage and educate one another in its care and preservation. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you for all the blessings of this life, for the gift of the Holy Spirit guiding us down life's path, for the willing and open hearts of those present, for the churches and ministries of this diocese, and for peace, hope, and joy that can only be found in you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, for the past 178 years, we have given you thanks and praise. For the years to come, may we continue to give honor and glory to you, Father, as we boldly spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, that all may know the power of his forgiveness and the hope of his resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, for all who have died in the communion of your church and those whose faith is known to you alone, that with all the saints they may have rest in that place where there is no pain or grief, but life eternal. Lord, in your mercy,
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
My beloved brothers and sisters, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Dear friends, welcome to this opening service of our annual diocesan convention. It's great to see you all this evening and to worship with you. We have many special guests here tonight. I will recognize two especially. They'll be standing with me at the Lord's table as we celebrate in just a moment. Dorsey Henderson, one of our assisting bishops in this diocese, who's with us this evening. Charles Kaiser is not well and is not with us this evening, and I ask that you keep him and his dear wife Chris in your prayers. And Bill Godfrey is with us, the bishop of one of our partner dioceses, the Diocese of Peru. Bishop Griselda from Cuba could not be with us tonight. So please greet them and welcome them as you see them. Know that we're headed back out to the Marriott Hotel for some fellowship and then for dinner and some time together for making some special awards and conversation and fun. Remember now that what follows is not the Episcopal Church's supper, it is the Lord's Supper. And so even if you're a guest among us today, a non-Episcopalian, maybe even a Methodist or Presbyterian, this is your table as well, because it is the table of our Lord. Ascribe to him the honor due his name, bring offerings, and come into his courts, and know that the offerings you give will go to support scholarships for Camp Weed this summer.
Thank you.
your service leaflet to page 12 and join me in the United Thank Offering Prayer. Let us pray. Source of all creation, all love, all true joy, accept, we pray, the outward signs of our profound and continuing thankfulness for all of life. Bless those who benefit from these gifts through the outreach of the United Thank Offering, and keep each of us ever thankful for all the blessings of joy and challenge that come our way. Through Him, who is the greatest gift and blessing, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for by water and the Holy Spirit you have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. In creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember
his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
We offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with John and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hallelujah, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Hallelujah.
Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Those who come to me shall never hunger. Those who believe in me shall never thirst. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thank you. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen.
rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.